Psalms chapter 22. To the chief musician set to tune of Dear of the Dawn, a psalm, song, of David. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, and from the words of my cries? O my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, O you who lives in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not confounded. But I am a worm, and no man. A reproach of men, and despised by the people. All those who see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, He trusted on the Lord, Jehovah, that he would deliver him. Let him deliver him, since he delighted in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You gave me hope when I was upon my mother's breasts. I was cast upon you from the womb. You are my God from my mother's womb. Do not be far from me, because trouble is near. Because there is no one to help. Many bulls have encircled me. Strong bulls of Bashan have surrounded me. They have opened wide their mouths against me, as a ravening and a roaring lion. I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted in the midst of my body. My strength is dried up like a piece of pottery, and my tongue clings to my jaws. And you have brought me into the dust of death. Because dogs have encircled me. The assembly of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. All my bones are accounted for. They look and stare upon me. They part my clothes among them, and cast lots for my robe. But do not be far from me, O Lord, Jehovah, O my strength, come quickly to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my darling from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth. Because you have heard me from the horns of the unicorns. I will declare your name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation I will praise you. You who fear, revere, the Lord, Jehovah, praise him. All you the descendants of Jacob, glorify him. And fear, revere him, all you the descendants of Israel. Because he has not despised nor hated the affliction of the afflicted, neither has he hid his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard. My praise will be of you in the great congregation. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The humble will eat and be satisfied. They will praise the Lord, Jehovah, who seek him. Your heart will live forever. All the ends of the world will remember and turn to the Lord, Jehovah, and all the families of the nations will worship before you. Because the kingdom is the Lord's, Jehovah's, and he is the governor among the nations. All those who are fat upon earth will eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust will bow before him, and no one can keep alive his own soul. A seed will serve him, it will be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They will come, and will declare his righteousness to a people that will be born, that he has done this.